This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to another edition of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, coming to you from both Minot and Wishart today. I'm in Minot for the 88th annual North Dakota Water and Pollution Control Conference. We're going to be chatting with a number of folks from AE2S about this event that they are a fine sponsor of today on the program. And we also have the Talk Radio Town Hall early today. Congressman Kramer joining us in a second. So any questions or comments you have for him, get them in right now. Todd Mitchell is in Wishart for Sauerkraut Days. And, yeah, the big festival is happening down there. I'm in Minot at the Water and Pollution Control Conference, and I'll be taste testing water. Todd is taste testing Wiener Schnitzel and sauerkraut. I don't know how in the world he got the better end of the stick today, but he calls it payback for all those bacon tours I've been on. So I don't blame him. Anyway, we'll be doing that and much more today on the program. Senator Heidi Heitkamp will join us today. As you heard yesterday, she was not able to join us by the end of the program, and so we bumped that to today. So she'll join us at the top of next hour, and appreciate that getting rescheduled to today because of her flight schedule. I guess yesterday prevented her from joining us on the program. Without any further ado, Congressman Kevin Kramer. And a early Wednesday edition of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Scott.
So we haven't talked to you. We did, obviously, a little bit yesterday related to the event in Bismarck, which was, by the way, well done by kudos to BSC and all the folks there at the Empower ND Energy Conference. But not much about the Trump campaign and what's happened since we spoke at length last, which, of course, dominating the news is the release of a tape on Friday and then some of the conversations about the debate. I know some of your colleagues are jumping ship and are a bit of tepid souls, and I think Trump supporters out there are a little bit concerned about some of the polls out there. What's your message to folks?
My message is, as I've quoted many times on this show and other places, Napoleon, when he said the logical conclusion of defense is defeat, and I hate it. I don't play defense very well. Once in a while you have to, but you should never play it from your heels. And I, you know, my message, frankly, and I told the speaker this and my colleagues this on the conference call the other day, that the best way for the Republicans to have a good year is for Donald Trump to have the best year possible, and the best way for that to happen is for us to all rally around him. But you said something up front that's a little disturbing, and that is that the Donald Trump videotapes are dominating the news. What's not dominating the news are Hillary Clinton's email leaks that show that she's got disdain for Catholics, she's got disdain for evangelicals, she's in cahoots with the mainstream media, the White House, that in fact she loves Vladimir Putin. I mean, all the, it's just kind of hard to believe. Oh, by the way, let's not forget Wall Street, the Wall Street banks, and she wants a hemispheric market with wide open borders. You know, these are her words coming right out of her own emails, and somehow that doesn't seem to make the headlines. It's always all about Donald Trump.
Yeah, I saw an analysis today that it's being absolutely ignored. And mind you, that came out first. That came out first on Friday, and an hour after came the tape about Donald Trump. When you heard about the audio of Trump, though, did you think it would be as big a deal as it's been?
No, I'm a little surprised, but here's what surprises me. What surprises me is that people are surprised. It's like nobody knew that Donald Trump had this past that's, you know, that's full of sexual immorality. It's like not knowing that Hillary Clinton has a criminal past. We know these things about these two people. I'm not sure there's anything left to be surprised about, by the way. And there'll be new revelations from both of them, and none of it should surprise us. What I want to talk about is the future of this country. And when you talk about the future of this country, we talk about what's good for North Dakota, Scott. This binary choice is very clear. Very clear. We want jobs created, not destroyed. We want coal miners to work in the coal mines, not be you know, try to be re-taught how to be computer programmers. You know, we want our borders secured, not opened up. We want our military built up, not devastated. We want jobs created. We want fair trade deals, not wide open trade deals that hurt our American farmers and American workers and the global environment. We don't want to acquiesce our state and national interests to global interests. This makes Donald Trump the clear best choice for president. That's what I think we should be talking about from here until Election Day.
Is this about Donald Trump?
You know, it's interesting. Elections should never be about the person that's running, and in this case, it's not about Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is oftentimes about Donald Trump. We know that. We know that about him. He's a showman. But the reality is that this is about the future of the country, and we are on a bubble. We have a president right now who went, you know, to Paris and signs an accord, and then last week declares that this global accord, this treaty, is somehow now ratified because the European Union ratified it. Well, he should brush off his constitution and look and notice that it's the United States Senate that ratifies treaties, not the European Union, at least from our standpoint. He obligates the United States to this horrendous unilateral disarmament of our economy. So this is not about the person. This is not about Donald Trump. This is about America. And again, if you keep the best interests of America in mind, the binary choice is clear.
Yeah, I think that's what people are missing here. I don't lay the future of America at Donald Trump's feet. I see two choices between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and one who actually is going to put up a firewall, especially in the Supreme Court, and the other one is going to double down on just exactly what you just got done talking about, more of the same. So to me, it's not left or right. It's not Republican or Democrat. It's do we have a country or not?
That's exactly right. And thanks for bringing up the Supreme Court, because I didn't. And if it was the only reason, it's reason enough. You know, Donald Trump has presented a list of potential nominees to the Supreme Court that are more in the mold of Alito and Scalia, and then you've got Hillary Clinton, who's going to put somebody more in the mold of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now, how much clearer does it get than that?
Questions or comments, welcome on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Shortened version of that today early, too, on Wednesday. We do this normally in the 10 to 11 o'clock hour, but we're doing first hour today, and you're welcome to share any comments you have with Congressman Kramer. Ask any questions. 800-228-0550 is that toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. You can also text me today. Todd's down in Wishick, 701-226-8503. Is Todd's text mine is 701-367-2054. Chris for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just got a short list here. Mr. Kramer, you've already touched on a few of them, but let me preface this by saying I've been a Trump supporter from day one. But right now, he needs to be the strong leader that he really is. He needs to be a unifier, not a divider, not just with Republicans, but all Americans. We really don't need any more divisiveness right now. He needs to be the bigger person. He needs to learn to save his hostility for Hill, Billy, and Obama, not Ryan and McCain. He will need them when he is president. And by a statement of free of shackles, he can now represent all Americans, not just the Republican agenda. He's not asking us to like him. He just wants a chance to make all of our lives better. And he needs to use Hillary's website, WikiLeaks, against her. The mainstream media will not. The pay for play with Haiti, mocking Christianity, and most important, the financial ties to ISIS via Saudi Arabia and Qatar. The Clinton Foundation was getting donations from them at the same time they were funding ISIS. It should disqualify Hillary Clinton. She has not repudiated Saudi Arabia nor Qatar, nor has she refunded the money. You're free to reply to any, all, or none of these. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Well, that was a great list of reasons to support Donald Trump, and it was also some good advice. So we've covered about half of them, probably, Scott, and he raises some other pretty important reasons to be afraid of Hillary Clinton.
Well, and he also is sharing some advice for you to share with Donald Trump, right. And that is be a uniter. Be the bigger guy. Be a uniter, not a divider. Can he do that?
I don't know if he can, Scott, and that is my advice to him. And, you know, I will be talking to folks at the highest levels of the campaign later on today, and that is going to exactly be my advice. His fight is not with Paul Ryan. You know, I think it's unfortunate that some Republicans have sort of fled, but let's not forget all of the names that you're hearing of people who have, you know, sort of backed off of their support for Donald Trump never really did support him. And some of the names we hear about are people whose own own power structure is challenged by a person like Donald Trump. But here's, but I agree with the caller in that he shouldn't be blaming the Republican Party, or he shouldn't be pounding on the Speaker of the House or John McCain. What he should be doing is pounding on Hillary Clinton and sharing his vision of the future of this country, because we're much stronger together. Remember, there's not a single Democrat elected official that has denounced Hillary Clinton's ties to Wall Street. Not even, you know, not even those members of the banking committee that just love to pound on Wall Street. Not even they have withdrawn their support for Hillary now that we find out she's literally in cahoots with the Wall Street bankers. So we need to remain united and keep our eye on the real opponent here, and the real opponent is not Paul Ryan. Now, that said, I do think it's unfortunate that we move away so quickly as Republicans, but that's a discipline problem. But that's also characteristic of people who are more independent.
The other thing I'd say about Paul Ryan, if you actually were on the call like you were with him the other day, you'd know that that message is very different than what's being put out in the mainstream media. But again, no Republican candidate for office is ever going to have to just beat the candidate they're facing on the other side of the ballot. They also have to take on the media, and that's very evident in what's going on there. That's just how it is. More with Congressman Kramer, Dave and Sterling, Mellon, Jamestown, Kirk, and Mandan. You're next.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring an SCN soil testing program again in 2016 free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Minot today. North Dakota Petroleum Council, one of our fine sponsors, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Find out more about them. Coming off a great clothing drive. Very nice. Doing a lot of good things. And you can find out and follow what they're all doing. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. I also love their videos that are so instructional about all the places oil are. You know what I'd love? I'd love if we could get a shot from a drone above the encampment where I was at yesterday. I'm going to talk about that at some point today. Yesterday, Dakota Access Pipeline. I'd like to point to everything that has a petroleum product in it. And say, really? You don't want to be here? You'd be in some measure of hurt. I mean, it's just amazing. Our phones and our holiday meals and so many things impacted by that. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. And why not today with AE2S at the 88th Annual Water and Pollution Control Conference. More of our call, our time with Congressman Kevin Cramer here for one more segment. Let's get back to the calls and see who has waited the longest here. Dave in Sterling. Dave, what's your question or comment for Congressman Cramer?
Hi, Congressman Cramer.
Hi, Dave.
The Republican Party, I can't believe they are so dumb, playing right into the left-wing media's propaganda machine. I just can't understand why they don't support Trump and why they think that they can just take care of their own like they always have. And what's going to happen is if the country moves to the left and bringing Clinton in, the Republican Party will be irrelevant.
A couple of things. First of all, I want to be real clear. The Republican Party does support Donald Trump. Let's remember, the Republican Party endorsed Donald Trump. The Republican Party nominated Donald Trump. The Republican Party has raised millions and millions of dollars, and now I'm talking about the Republican National Committee, millions of dollars to help Donald Trump become president, and they've never withdrawn or even shied away from their support. Reince Priebus has had Donald Trump's back at every turn. The rumors that were out the other day that somehow that the Victory Program was, you know, withdrawing from certain battleground states was completely false. And so the Republican Party has not abandoned Donald Trump. What we're hearing is some people that are their leaders in the party or considered leaders, people like, of course, previous Republican presidential nominees, and that's the biggest problem. People like Mitt Romney, people like John McCain, people like George Herbert Walker.
Well, what about Paul Ryan, though, the Speaker of the House? I mean, I'm with you, Congressman Cramer. I believe that the majority of the Republican Party is behind him, but there are key leaders that are not. Why?
Well, I think in the case of Paul Ryan, one of the things we have to understand, and I don't want to make excuses for him, but I think one of his reasons for not being as supportive, and don't get me wrong, he still endorses him, he still plans to vote for him, he's been very clear about that. But he also has 246 Republican incumbent members of the House of Representatives that he's first and foremost responsible for. And, of course, those members represent very diverse areas. And so I think part of Paul's issue is he's always sort of navigating those diverse waters, and for him it's probably just easier to focus just on Republican members of the House of Representatives and campaigning for them and raising money for them and appearing for them and all of those things that the Speaker does. And so that's become his focus. Now, that said, I do think a stronger message of support would be even better for those candidates than what was happening. So I don't disagree with that, but at the same time, I think we need to put it all in the appropriate context.
Kirk Mandan for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead.
Hello, Congressman.
Hi, Kirk.
First of all, I would like to say that I, as a North Dakota, am very proud to have you representing us. I feel that you've done an outstanding job in Washington for us here. Question I had for you, do you feel, I mean, I'm all in for Trump, 100%. I absolutely loathe Hillary Clinton with every fiber of my being and what she's done and the things she stands for and where she said she's going to go and decimate our state should she get elected. At times, though, I feel that with the deck stacked so badly against Donald Trump with the media, I at times question if we have a shot. I really, really do.
Yeah, boy, that's a great point. Let me just tell you, we do have a shot. I believe we do have a shot, and I do think that tepid support from people like Paul Ryan and outright opposition from people like John McCain make it more difficult because it hands issues to the mainstream media, who we already know is in cahoots with the Clinton campaign, and now the recent email leaks prove it. I mean, it's not even just opinions anymore. It's actually proven. And so I think you're right that that makes it difficult. But remember this. We still live in a place where every person gets to vote if they want to. Every legal, you know, voter gets to vote if they want. And this is still about the people of the United States of America. It's not about Donald Trump. It's not about Hillary Clinton. Now, while their names are on the ballot and it's their voice that's presenting positions, this is about the people of the United States standing up. And I think, and this is why I think there's something to the Trump genius. Remember, he got here without a bunch of endorsements from Republican high-ranking officials. Now, it's a little harder in the general election, for sure. But, this still comes down to people showing up on election day and casting their votes. And to that end, I think we still have a shot. And I think we have a good shot if people rise up. And don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. Be encouraged and let that, the beautiful articulation of why we need a Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton motivate us to go to the polls.
Appreciate the call, Kirk. Thank you. Lee Grand Forks, going to go quick here, trying to get two more in. So quick questions, quick answers, please. Lee Grand Forks, you're up.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, Congressman. If you get a chance to talk to Trump campaign in the next debate, I would like him to look at her when she's standing there like a bobblehead with a big grin on her face, yeah, and simply ask her for the American people, what's so funny about trillion-dollar debt, lost jobs, trade deficits, police being killed, ISIS, go on and on and on, and just ask her. Have him ask her right in front of the camera and make her answer that question, because as somebody who's watching these debates, I'd like to know what she finds so funny about everything.
Thanks for raising that point. And Scott, I even tweeted about this a couple times during the debate. That weird smile of hers that she put on her face over during very serious discussions demonstrated an out of touch candidate in a big way. And I had the same exact thought. And here's, I think, the big challenge that Donald Trump has in these debates. And this most recent one was the clearest example yet. He's debating three people. He literally was debating the woman moderator, Martha something from one of the
Rats,
networks.
Rats,
I don't know her from a hole in the head.
Yeah, well, Barack Obama does. She was he was at her wedding. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, okay.
Yeah. My point is, why does Donald Trump or the Trump campaign agree to her as a moderator? And for that matter, any of these people. I mean, there has to be two sides to this. I don't get it, because you're exactly right, and I'm glad Trump said it. Let's see if we can get Janelle in here quick. Janelle, real quick question from Velva. Go ahead.
My question is, I was at a convention probably about 10 years ago, and Bill Clinton was up there talking about Haiti and how he was going to solve Haiti's water issues and all that he was going to do for Haiti. Well, they have so much money in this Clinton Foundation. Why doesn't he step up to the plate and donate some of that money to Haiti right now?
Yeah, good call.
Because he took a whole bunch of it out of Haiti from very poor people. The Clinton Foundation conned many, many, many poor people out of pennies to build up their wealth. That's why, because that's what the Clintons are all about.
That should be on the front page of the New York Times. Congressman Kramer, check back with us before the show's out if you get a chance to give us a readout on that meeting. Thanks.
Bet.
Okay,
right.
Bye-bye.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What's on your mind? The most elixir-do radio program on the Northern Plains. Whether you tuned in to 550 K-Fire today or AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley, KTGO, the Western Edge's voice, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson. We are glad you are listening today. Thank you very much. Don't forget that iHeartRadio app. It is the best. I listen to it all the time. It really is, it's great. So sometimes at night, you know, the signals get a little scratchy on the AM band. Clear as a bell, morning, noon, and night, wherever you're listening. Take it with you when you get out of range. I mean, it really works good. So iHeartMedia, just type in the call letters, and you're ready to roll. So it's great. We are in Minot today for the 88th Annual Water and Pollution Control Conference, brought to you by our friends at AE2S, Advanced Engineering and Environmental Services, Inc. They're an engineering and consulting firm. They really are partners with communities, with counties, with cities, municipal and rural water. One of their strong suits, wastewater, too, stormwater. They provide civil engineering, structural engineering, the surveying, the mapping, GIS, structural engineering, electrical engineering, all of that. Instrumentation, control services, and, of course, also do the financial, the information technology, and the public information services, too. Celebrating their 25th anniversary. As a matter of fact, which I think is fantastic. Founded in Grand Forks, October 1st, 1991. Started with two people, card table, basement of the depot, Demers in Grand Forks, now to a staff of more than 317 offices across North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, Wisconsin, and Utah. It's really one of North Dakota's great success stories. I love it. Really do. It's a great story. So appreciate that very much. In fact, we're going to talk to Charlie Bean, who was one of those two first employees. He and Steve Burian started things a little later on in the show today. So looking forward to that. We're also going to chat with some of the other folks that are part of this conference and things that are happening. So I look forward to all that today on the program too. Congressman Kramer is talking directly today with Kellyanne Conway. I don't think he wanted to say that just because he doesn't want to lead you to believe that he's, you know, Mr. Important Guy or anything like that, but he is delivering a message with the campaign, to the campaign on some things, and did promise to give us a readout of that conversation. So he's going to check back in with us at some point today, and if not today, tomorrow. So look forward to that. And I know we got a bunch of calls I want to chat. We're going to get to you and your comments as well. I have some things I want to share about my trip down to Dakota Access Pipeline Construction Zones yesterday and that encampment. My heart is just aching from what I saw down there. It really is, and I want to talk a little bit about that today on the program. Yesterday we made some news with Governor Dalrymple expressing some concerns about Chairman Dave Archimbault, the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, and the fact that he has repeatedly said that he has no control over what's happening, and he has said that over and over to multiple people. And I see that Chairman Archimbault now is suggesting he didn't say that, which tells you all you need to know about the integrity and the truthfulness of that individual. I don't believe he is the kind of person that should be leading. I've seen that very early on. We've offered him opportunities to come on here numerous times, and he has refused. So, he's going to go where he can kind of say what he wants to say without being challenged. We don't do that here, as listeners to this program know. So that tells me a lot. I mean, I do appreciate people who come here that disagree. Senator Heitkamp and I don't agree on much. She'll be here next hour. Doesn't do it a lot, but when she does, we give her credit for it. So look forward to that conversation others have as well. So that's the way to settle these things. Anyway, we'll be telling you about that as well coming up on the program. Todd Mitchell is down in Wishick today, and he's the lucky one. Have you had any sauerkraut yesterday? That's the big question.
You know, they're getting it hauled in right now, you know, decades before they first drilled for oil in North Dakota, long before we told people to settle down to the Snickers, we told them to settle down with some speck, and we've got that, and sauerkraut, and wieners, and mashed potatoes, and cheese, and buns, and coffee, and water. So we've got water here, too, Scott. You didn't need to go all the way to Pine for water.
I'm taste testing water today because there's a little contest about, where the best water in North Dakota is, and I'm a judge, and I'm honored to be a judge for that. You're getting speck, did you say, and all the other delicacies. I love Wishick. It's a great little town. Been down there before. They do a fabulous job with that sauerkraut festival, so it's really a lot of fun. So as much fun as I'm having here
with you. Back to 1925, it was a whole thing where the merchants did it to thank the shoppers, to thank the people in Wishick. The merchants would kind of put it on and didn't exactly have microwave ovens and stuff like that. I don't think they're using that technology today either. But
yeah, no
so problem. If you're anywhere near Wishick, come on by and join us.
I'd love to. You have fun, and we'll chat with you a little later on, okay?
Sounds good.
The one and only Todd, the radio god Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen. Dean Stockard is here with AE2S. He is operations manager and a regional client program leader with AE2S and works with their operations division. How are you, Dean?
It's Dion, but I'm great.
I should know that. Yeah, I'm just going blind here from the card you gave me because over here on my other sheet it says Dion. Yeah, sorry,
there you
Dion.
Go. How no, are you no problem. I'm great. It's a little blustery in Minot today, but
can you see that? Well, you have your glasses on, so it's not fair.
Yeah.
Well, I do too, but I'm just not using them very well. But anyway, Dion, nice to see you. The Red River Valley Water Supply Project is something we're going to talk about here in a little bit with Ken Veen. We're trying to connect with Ken actually by phone today, and I don't know if he's calling us or you're calling him, Manny, but we'll check in with him a little bit. But I'm going to start and visit with Dean a little bit about what he does with AE2S, and I want to talk a little bit about young people getting into careers like this, because with all due respect, I peeked into the room today and take things in, and there's not a lot of young folks. There's some.
We're all
there's some
to get gray
kind of,
hair.
You know, there's, I would say, some of the probably the upper 30-somes, you know, but the 40s and 50s, but a lot of gray hair. So, why do young people not want to go into this business?
Well, I just learned something the other day. I guess the millennials have outpaced the baby boomers, so now the job market is majority of them are millennials. And we at AE2S just won a greatest place to work for young people just in the last year here. So we've been hiring a lot more young people. I think they're just looking for constant challenges, and that's one of the things that AE2S offers. We actually have two hats that I wear today. One is the engineering company, AE2S, and the other one is the operations company. And so it doesn't matter if you're an engineer or not an engineer. If you're a technical person and you're looking for that challenge, we have been hiring younger people because of the trend that you're noticing.
Yeah, that's, you know, and actually I was in AE2S's office. We did a little event for the 25th anniversary, and I saw, you know, a lot of, you know, the younger folks there. But, you know, out in the field, because we're talking like, you know, municipal operations here. We're talking about folks actually at the water and wastewater treatment, you know, facilities themselves is where you really like to see that kind of youth, right?
Absolutely. Mr. Cal Oldenburg, I was just talking with him. He is probably in his young 20s. He is the operator for the Newtown Water Treatment Plant. We have a contract with the city of Newtown to be their contract operations. And he's doing a great job. He's been there about a year or so, certified with the North Dakota Department of Health. So he's a good example of somebody very young that decided to come to work for AE2S and still help municipalities with their needs.
And, you know, this is what AE2S does, right? So you found a secret sauce that allows you to recruit these millennials, get the younger folks in here, have that, and that ends up being a very good partnership with the cities where you can go in and say, we'll do this, right? So you fill that gap, so to speak, with the operation services arm and get them the labor they need to run these things, right?
Absolutely. And we're also not even just helping out with municipalities in some of the oil areas, you know, because we obviously were in North Dakota before the oil boom and you know, there's homeowners associations and just individuals that by law have to have a certified operator. And that gets kind of tricky for some of those individuals. If you're a developer and you just came into Watford City, you know, like the Crossings did a few years back, they were looking for a certified operator, and so they hired AE2S on a part-time basis. And so AE2S Operations is helping out all kinds of individuals.
That is very interesting. And this is something where, you know, that... Just walk me through how operation services work. I mean, is it around the clock? Do you come in and consult, or how does it work?
So a lot of times we just work ourselves out of a job. A client will call and say, I've got a problem, and that problem might be for a week or it might be for years, and they're trying to figure out how to deal with that problem. One rural water system had some individuals that they were shorthanded for some maintenance issues, and so they hired AE2S for about a month, and we came in and helped them operate water treatment plants. Right now, like over in Newtown, we are full-time. Our guys show up in the morning and treat water all day long, go home. They work holidays, nights, weekends. They're helping the city staff where they're shorthanded. Other times, we can do what's called performance coaching, where if a water treatment plant or a wastewater treatment plant just has some little technical snafu that they're trying to figure it out, we can bring in, on the engineering side, we can bring in some technical expertise to kind of help them. And so there's a couple different ways that we can help our clients.
Fascinating. Stick around, Dion. We're going to talk with you about a project in Newtown here coming up in a little bit as well. Ken Veen is on the phone, and I just didn't hear in my ear that he was waiting for us. So Ken is the chairman of the Garrison Diversion. And the Red River Valley Water Supply Project is something a lot of our listeners are interested in, and getting water to move from west to east. And Ken has been updating us regularly when we get to events like this about that particular project. So it'll be fun to get an update. Ken, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today, Scott?
Doing fantastic. Appreciate the time today on the program to find out what's happening. I've heard a little bit about this buried pipeline that's going to bring water from the Missouri to, from near Highway 200 Washburn area to the Bald Hill Creek and or the Cheyenne River. Give me an update on that project on how you're doing.
Actually, it's going what I think is amazingly well. We've had this issue with water shortage in eastern North Dakota really since statehood, and we've had a couple of attempts to try to get water here on some failed federal projects that haven't worked. So we're now taking this thing on as a state and local project, and have identified a corridor, like you mentioned, along the 200 route, and really going from Washburn all the way over to what would be Bald Hill Creek or the Cheyenne. And that's going to be a means of assuring supplemental water supply. And as we've been looking into it a little bit more and looking at all of the potential users, it looks like we have the opportunity to serve just about half the population of the state of North Dakota with this water supply line.
And I think we don't think, because we've been in such a wet cycle, much about droughts, but, you know, we have some history with droughts here that would have a catastrophic economic impact on the state. That's the clock that's ticking on this project, right, Ken?
Yeah, it is. You know, it isn't a matter of if, it's a matter of when. We've been through a 30-style drought, but even beyond the 30-style drought, there's been several years where we've had low to no flow in the Red River. And if that were to be sustained for any period of time, you could imagine the economic impact of Fargo, Grand Forks, all major communities around if we didn't have that availability of water. So this is
I want to talk about the timeline on how soon that insurance policy will be in place after the break. Hang tight. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
You can buy a car anywhere, so why do car, truck, and SUV buyers keep coming back to Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC? Because at Pucklich, you're treated like family. Shop Pucklich once, and you'll be a customer for life. The Pucklich name means quality, service, and selection. At Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC, you'll find a huge selection of new cars and trucks, plus mint condition one-owner trades. Serving you in Bismarck and now in Valley City, that's Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC, North Dakota's home for Chevy.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I like that bumper the music. Puts me in a good place after the freezing rain and snow here in Minot yesterday. We are in Minot for the 80th Annual Water and Pollution Control Conference. AE2S, our fine sponsor today on What's on Your Mind. We're talking with lots of their experts and some other folks about key issues in the world of water. I know that a lot of you want to talk about what's happening in the campaign. We talked earlier for a half hour with Congressman Kramer about the Trump campaign. We'll try and get as many folks as possible today. I would suggest if you're trying to get a comment in, call our hotline at 855-200-1776, extension 1, and we'll get you in. Dan in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. I'll be quick and forgive the hiccups. If I were Donald Trump in the next debate, when they bring up the sex tape, my response would be to turn to Hillary Clinton and say, Hillary, at this point, what difference does it make? I'm here to talk about the future of this country. I'm here to talk about reducing taxes, unemployment in the black community, the Supreme Court, and the future of this country. And you want to get down on the gutter and talk about a sex tape. I think that could turn the debate.
I would do it every time she raises any attack and say, let's talk about the future.
Absolutely. And at this point, what difference does it make? Anytime she brings up something that he has done, I think that would be such a comeback that I think it would be the talk of the debate.
No, it's a great line because, of course, it's her own words on Benghazi and four people who were dead. So you're absolutely right. Dan, great insight. And we do have Congressman Kramer talking to the folks at the highest levels of the Trump campaign today. So we'll make sure he knows your comments firsthand and see if we can share some of that. Ken Veen is, chairman of the Garrison Diversion, talking about the Red River Valley Water Supply Project. Before the break, I was talking about the drought and the timeline of this and why it is so necessary to prepare now to get water west to east. When do you think this thing actually is moving water to these areas, Ken?
Well, you know, it's a huge project. It's going to take, we're in that 6 to 8 year to finish design and have it implemented and fully operational. So I've said the sooner we can get going, have the funding going, the sooner we can get the project in place. But we would have preliminary design actually done in the spring of 17, and then we would start final design, and actually we could be looking at starting construction in that 17 to 19 range, and then and have phase bidding throughout and completion probably not up until about 2027. So it's got a long ways. It's got a ways to go before it could be completely finished. But because of the massiveness and the size and length, specifically it's going to take construction. We would like to the work. We need additional funding this next biennium to continue the design. And we're also going to be looking for ability to possibly start some early phases of construction this next biennium also.
There are a lot of communities that have given a commitment to the project, need the water, will use the water. Fargo, Grand Forks, East Grand Forks, Valley City, Wahpeton, Cooperstown, Grafton, Hillsboro, Larimore, Mayville, Tuttle, all in. Agassiz Water Users District, Barnes, Rural, Cass Rural, Central Plains, Dakota Rural, Grand Forks Trail, Lisbon, Mackville. There's also Richland County and the South Central Water District, Southeast Water District, Stutzman Rural, Trail Rural, Tri-County Rural Water, Walsh Rural Water. So kudos to those folks, the 27 prospective users, and you need more, I imagine, right?
Yeah, we've worked together with many of these. They're trying to cooperate with each other. And, you know, it's been amazing that we've brought a lot of people together to partner on putting together some of these projects. So, you know, it's really not just an urban issue. It's a rural issue. It's an industrial issue. Obviously, it's a domestic water supply issue. And so it's really far-fetched, and it covers a lot of people and, as you just described, a lot of prospective users.
Appreciate the time, Ken. Good luck with the project. Keep us updated.
Okay, thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
Ken Veen, Red River Valley Water Supply Project, Garrison Diversion Chairman. Love to see that finally happen. More with Dion Stockard now. We talked to Dion earlier about the services AE2S offers communities and how they're recruiting young folks. Want to talk about a project in Newtown, North Dakota. It's one of our top 10 towns. We love Newtown.
We do.
What do you got going on there?
Well, with the oil expansion in the last 5 years or so, Newtown's water was we needed more of it. And so right now their water plant can handle about 900 gallons a minute. And if you've driven by the Newtown plant for the last year, you can see all of our construction. We've expanded it to 2,100 gallons a minute. And I'm happy to say that as of this morning, we are treating water with the brand new plant and meeting all EPA regulations. We're now going into the old plant. and making some of those renovations so that both the old plant and the new plant are ready for anything the Wild West wants to throw at Newtown.
Well, the nice thing about that is, you know, you don't see a lot of that, and obviously you drive by and know something's going on, but
right.
What that is building the capacity for these communities to grow and continue
exactly.
to grow, right? I mean, the infrastructure before was limiting the growth, right?
Absolutely. We're also helping them with their wastewater plant right now, because that is one of the limiting factors is people show up and flush, and before you know it, you know, where are we going to put all this? So that's one of the other projects that we're helping the city with right now. The other thing they're doing is helping tribe. You know, they sit right next to Fort Berthold and the three affiliated tribes. And so in order to get water out to all the tribal residents, too, we had to expand our clear well. And so we're adding another 300,000 gallons. So we have two contractors working in Newtown on the exact same site at the exact same time. On two totally different things, but trying to keep up with the demands that are occurring in Western North Dakota.
Good stuff. Glad it's happening. Dion, thanks for sharing a little bit of the story with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Scott.
Appreciate it. Dion Stocker with AE2S. He's a client program leader, so he works with communities like Newtown on getting those projects, and also on the operations side, helping them have the staffing they need in these challenging times of hiring. Appreciate hearing that story. Senator Heidi Heitkamp will join us when we come back. We're going to talk about the Dakota Access Pipeline, ask some of the same questions we asked of Congressman Kramer, Senator Hovind, Governor Dalrymple yesterday. Welcome your calls as well. That when we continue for Minot Today. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon here, the host of What's on Your Mind. But you already know that because you're listening to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota. And for that, we're very grateful to our listeners. And our advertisers love the fact that our listeners become their customers. I was chatting with a client the other day, does about $1.8 million in business every month. And he said, you know what? The majority of my business comes from your radio show. Folks, we love it. We love when we can help businesses grow. And that's what we do every day. So when I'm not on the air, I'm meeting with businesses, helping them craft a plan to get more customers, to get more awareness and branding, and build their brand. And I love doing it. I'd love to meet with you. If we can help you with a statewide broadcast on four radio stations all across North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and beyond, call me. 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Or call Jim and Bismarck at K-Fire at 701-255-1234.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.